Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemakers Centre. Now, Live Better have got a Carers Gateway program running, and we're going to get some details on that. And joining me this morning, it's Louise Fossolo. Good morning to you, Louise.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Well, thank you. Tell me about the Carer Gateway.
Okay, so the Carer Gateway is delivered by Live Better on behalf of the Department of Social Services, so a government-funded program.
Yeah.
So we support people who are in a caring role, so caring for loved ones, family members, friends, in an unpaid caring role.
Okay, it's very important that these carers have a network of support around them because it's a very challenging position to be in.
Yeah, challenging, rewarding, happy, sad. It's lots of emotions. I'm a carer myself, so I'm a peer worker with the Carer Gateway. So my role is to support other carers in a peer sense. But the Carer Gateway offers a lot more than just the peer support program.
Okay. Now, if you are a carer, and you know, a carer is somebody that's looking after someone, in their mother, a parent, a sibling, a spouse, a child as well. These all qualify you as being a carer.
They do, and also a friend, a neighbour. You don't have to be living in the same household as the person to be providing care and support to somebody. So. And there's a range of, a carer can be any age. So we have a large number of young carers, so carers as young as 8, supporting friends or mainly family. And then we have carers up in their 90s who might be looking after an adult child with a disability, or a husband or a wife who is living with dementia.
Okay. And it's, you know, unpaid work. This is just, people see this as their obligation to their loved one or friend or neighbour, etc.
Yeah, an obligation, or people do it, you know, it's what people do when it's just something. A lot of people don't see themselves as carers, which is what the Carer Gateway is out there to promote as well. So the replacement value of unpaid care provided in 2015 was $60.3 billion. So over $1 billion a week it would cost the government if loved ones and family members weren't providing care for whoever it is they're supporting.
Okay. Now, there's a morning tea that's being organised. Tell me about what's happening on the 16th of December.
Okay. So on the 16th of December, we're having a bit of a Christmas celebration for carers, to acknowledge, give them some time out and acknowledge, you know, all of the work that they do selflessly most of the time. So it's at Kate Jones, which is at Kate Jones at 119 Mulder Street. It's free. It's at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday the 16th of December until 12. Give the Carer Gateway a call. To register for this for the morning tea.
Okay. And also, I guess if you are and don't know about this Carers Gateway program, it's a great place to find out more information and come along, I suppose, to the morning tea and chat and find out what's going on and the services that Live Better offer.
Yeah, so specifically the Carer Gateway services. And it's a good chance to have a chat, to meet other carers, have a bit of a breather and have some beautiful food that, you know, that Kate's going to provide for us. So the number to give us a call on is 1-800-422-737. That will put you through to our intake team who, if you're not registered with us already, they just need to get a little bit of information about yourself and the person that you care for. We'll pop you on the list for the morning tea.
All right. Once again, that number's 1-800-422-737, or indeed call me on 133353 and I can pass those details on to you. I'm with Louise Fossolo this morning. We're talking about the morning tea that's happening this Wednesday down at Kate Jones, 119 Mulder Street in Orange. Thanks to Live Better. And thank you as well for talking to us this morning, Louise, and have a good day.
Yeah, thank you, Neil. Thanks for your time.